Many Venezuelans say salsa dancing is in their blood because when they're children, their parents rock them to sleep singing salsa lullabies. A foreign journalist by day, Genzerik Gul set out to immerse himself in this salsa culture by night.
When I first arrived in Venezuela, I went to a friend's birthday party. We sang happy birthday and cut the cake, customs I was used to. But then they put a salsa record on. Everyone from young children to grandparents jumped up and began to dance. I grew up in Los Angeles, but I didn't know the first thing about dancing salsa. I retreated to the corner of the room, trying not to make eye contact with anyone. The birthday girl's mom caught me and convinced me to give it a go, but I panicked and took a rain check. Embarrassed, I promised that one day I would become a dancer. After the party, I was on a mission. Dancing salsa is an essential social skill here. I enrolled in a salsa academy, and at first I was petrified. Omar Jaimes is founder of Salsa Casino Ohe.
It's a challenge because people who aren't Latino, in theory, don't have the salsa in their blood, so they have to learn it a little more.
Andreina Serpa is only 12 years old and dances in my academy. Even at her young age, she's developed the common belief that gringos, Venezuelans' favorite word to describe Americans, can't dance.
It's weird, because gringos usually don't know how to dance salsa. My mom went to the United States and no one knew how.
But with practice, I got better. And then the incredible happened. After nearly a year, Omar asked me to represent the academy. We were to dance in a choreographed salsa performance at a gathering of the Caracas salsa schools. We practiced every day for weeks, so much that even during my work days, the choreography would play over and over in my mind. At rehearsal, Omar kept telling me to loosen up. "Gents, dance like a Cuban," he yelled. Soon the group gave me a Latino nickname. Juanito became my salsa name. Despite my nickname, when the big day finally came, it was clear I still stood out. The stage manager asked me if I had permission to be backstage. "Permission?" I asked, surprised. She said I looked so much like a tourist, she couldn't believe I was actually in the show. It may have been a demonstration, but for me, it was a moment to prove that a gringo could dance. The venue was packed from the front row to the top of the balcony. We waited our turn, decked out in matching shiny white shirts with orange sequins. And then we were on. For the next 5 minutes, I dipped, spun, and twirled my partner around the stage. In my nervousness, I thought I had screwed up my first move, but I was wrong. With a last twist, I whirled her into the final pose with her arms outstretched. When we were done, the MC asked me to tell the crowd how a gringo learned salsa. Later, my friend and fellow dancer Tony Castillejo put it like this.
I used to think that people had to be born genetically with that music flavor. But no, I lost that bet. Now we know it's simply taste, passion, and discipline.
Now, if I can just find the birthday girl's mom for a dance. For NPR News, I'm Genzerik Gould in Caracas.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.